With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The White House has reacted to Tuesday's election.
Democrats won the governor's races in New Jersey and Virginia. Democratic socialist Zoran Mamdani was elected mayor of New York City.
If you read the pollsters, the shutdown was a big factor, negative for the Republicans. And that was a big factor. And they say that I wasn't on the ballot was the biggest factor.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it was a five-alarm fire for Donald Trump.
The Republicans' high-cost house is on fire, and they've only got themselves to blame.
Many voters expressed dissatisfaction with the president's handling of the economy. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Supreme Court's conservative justices asked some tough questions about President Trump's unilateral tariff authority. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a huge legal test of Donald Trump's sweeping tariff powers, the High Court heard oral arguments about the president's use of an emergency law. Challengers argued he's using it illegally, while the administration said the law allows the president to use it to impose tariffs. Chief Justice John Roberts, along with Justices Amy Coney Barrett and Neil Gorsuch, expressed skepticism about bypassing Congress to levy tariffs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The UPS cargo plane crash on Tuesday at the company's global aviation hub in Kentucky, which killed at least nine, will temporarily disrupt the supply chain and result in some shipping delays. But UPS says it has contingency plans in place, and experts say the impact should be cleared up before the peak holiday season. The plane crashed about Tuesday evening as it was departing from Honolulu from UPS Worldport. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 225 points. This is SRN News. The Canadian Supreme Court redefines cruel and unusual punishment, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The government wants to impose a minimum one-year jail term for anybody found to possess child pornography. But the Canadian High Court, in a 5-4 decision, says 1 year behind bars amounts to cruel and unusual punishment and therefore is unconstitutional. The justices defended their ruling by saying that, quote, it must be recognized that child pornography offenses can be committed in different ways, under different circumstances, and by different offenders. Michael Harrington reporting.
More than 20 Democrat-led states are challenging a new Trump administration policy designed to keep taxpayers from footing the bill for programs that promote the LGBT agenda. The rule will block nonprofit workers from a student loan cancellation program if federal officials determine their employer has a substantial illegal purpose. This is SRN News.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew. President Trump was in Miami today, headlining the America Business Forum at the Kasaya Center. His remarks focused on economic growth and investment strategies. Tesla shareholders will decide soon on whether Elon Musk could have a shot at becoming the world's first trillionaire. They'll be voting on Thursday whether to approve a pay package that could hand the world's richest man another $1 trillion worth of Tesla shares. Multinational food processor Archer Daniels Midland reporting a steep decline in third quarter profits when it comes to crushing profits, down 93% compared to a year ago to just $13 million. That dragged down AMD's Ag Services and Oilseeds segment operating profits to $379 million, and that was a big decline, 21% compared to last year. Strong session on Wall Street saw the Dow at 225 up at the closing bell.